Romans 3:13-18. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit, the poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known, there is no fear of Yahuwah, God, before their eyes. What a powerful verse! How many of us use our mouth for deceit, dishonesty, trickery, and cheating? How many of us full of bitterness, whether from the past or present? Some of us are in denial, not acknowledging the fact that these things are still hidden in our heart. It is a daily battle. Many of us say that we don't have any bitterness in our heart, that we love everyone. Do we? Or some may say that I'm an honest person, I don't cheat or use trickery. Do you? Ask yourself this: if Yahuwah, God, was to play a recording of your daily life conversation, what would he hear? Would he hear uplifting words, praises, you speaking life into people? Or would it be deceit, bitterness, anger, hatred, venomous poison, gossip, or condemning others? What are you using your mouth for, to curse or to bless? You may not be aware that your tongue is one of the greatest weapons that you have. Your tongue is also your greatest enemy. You are not only able to destroy others but yourself as well. Proverbs 18:21: Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. What this verse is saying is that whatever seeds that you sow with your tongue, whether it be good or evil, you will eat the fruit of it. Therefore, you who loves to speak without a guard over your tongue will eat its fruit. Another word, if you sow dishonesty, bitterness, hatred, and division among others, your tree will grow just that, and yes, you will eat the fruits. Galatians 6:7-8: Be not deceived, Yah, God, is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Here is our biggest issue in life, is that we have too many distractions surrounding us. With that said, we have to set ourselves apart from all of the distractions around and study the Word. I don't mean reading one verse here and there, because it will not cut it. You need to study, as it says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When it says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, is that you will not sin against our Abba Yah. You will not have deadly poison coming out of your mouth, bitterness, hatred, and you will not provoke others, gossip, speak evil of others, you will not destroy someone's character for your gain, being dishonest to others, etc. Ephesians 6:10-18. But in verse 11-12, put on the full armor of Yahuwah, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Do you hear this, that you are not fighting against flesh and blood? What causes someone to speak falsely against someone else? What causes someone to hate another without cause? Have you ever woke in the morning full of happiness, and all of a sudden you became so angry with everyone for no apparent reason? You just snapped at anyone who dares talk to you with mean words. Or something that someone did to you years ago starts replaying in your head, and you suddenly become angry. And Yah, God, forbid that person happens to rub you the wrong way. You will explode like an atomic bomb, shredding that person to pieces. This is where the importance of you studying the word of Yahuwah. This is what the word will protect you from, when you know the word. Now, when the word is in you in moments like I explained above, when the spirit of hatred, false witness, anger come at you, the word will remind you to forgive those who trespass against you. That's Matthew 6:12. The word will tell you to do unto others like you want to be done unto you. Matthew 7:12. The word will remind you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mark 12:31. Let's take a look at Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. To go back to the question, is your mouth an open sepulcher? First, ask yourself, what's an open sepulcher? Have you ever been to the cemetery? It's not a place of happiness but mourning, and it's frightening. Better yet, have you ever seen an open tomb with the decaying deceased still in it? Not a great scene. Therefore, I say this just to paint a picture of, when it says your mouth an open sepulcher, is telling you that the words that are coming out of your mouth are death and destruction. Proverbs 4:23-24: Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity, keep corrupt talk far from your lips. There are many more verses I can show you to see how dangerous the tongue is. Proverbs 18:6-8: A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they down into the innermost parts of the belly. That's why it is imperative that we keep his commandments and know them. When you know the word is will be a lamp for your feet, as David said in Psalms 119:105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. The word is wisdom. You will know when to speak and when to stay silent. You will choose your words wisely when you speak. The word can't be a lamp for your feet if you don't know it and keep it in your heart. What does the Bible say to do in Deuteronomy 11:18? Therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. I can go on and on with many verses, but unless you have the fear of Yahuwah, all of these is just rambling words to you. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. I want to remind you that you need to pray daily, because Satan is out to get you whether you want to believe it not. He will use your weakness to destroy you. Psalms 141:3-4, set a watch, O Yahuwah, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. That should be our daily prayer. I'm going to close, and I pray that Yahuwah gives you wisdom and understand. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Yah shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. With this note I say Shalom.